moving right along. Oh, it is so much fun. When you can watch a young man grow up and then write a book. Oh, boy. Preston Orrick, it is so wonderful to have you here.
Thank you, Marcia.
Our studio. Now, you are a video editor. You are
correct.
A videographer. You do everything in the sound world, everything in the video world. And now you have written a book.
Yes. Well, writing a book has always been a dream of mine since I was little. I always wrote short stories, but they never really developed into anything. So
really?
I decided, you know, one day, it was actually October 2013, to sit down and really write a book, really, you know, cut out all the distractions and write.
And so. You have done it. You have done it.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I have in my hand a proof, a copy of the proof. And you say it's the second proof copy.
Yep. Yep. Right before the final copy.
Mm-hmm. And the final copy is coming out momentarily.
It's already out.
Oh, it is?
It's live. It's live on Amazon.
Oh, so. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I have learned something. If you buy it on Amazon, if you buy it for your Kindle,
mm-hmm.
you, the author, don't really make quite as much. Is that right?
It depends on the quantity. You do make a little more at the paperback.
Okay. Or even the hardcover.
Mm-hmm. Paperback, from what I've seen and from what others have told me, is still more popular than ebook.
So yeah, because I was going to say, I always keep doing that, and I always get an e-copy, and then I tell the author that I'm talking to, and you hear this dead silence. Like,
correct.
Oh, you bought an e-copy. Mm-hmm. You bought it for your Kindle. So
right.
In this case, of course, Head Trip is what we all want to go in. We can Google it. I did. I just Googled your website, Preston, and found that really the write-up on this book is just fantastic. But before we go into what Head Trip is all about, I want to really talk about you.
Okay.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school at St. Ed's. For college, I went to school in Orlando, Full Sail University.
So, Full Sail University.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. They may just hire you around here. Be careful.
mm-hmm.
But that is so great. And, of course, you have a fabulous mommy and daddy here and locally.
Yes.
And we all love and adore them and see them. I see your dad, of course, Peter, walking every single morning over there at Seagrove.
Yes.
So, of course, we know you're busy and you've got some siblings as well. So that's kind of fun. And what I'd love to do is really talk a little bit about when you went to St. Ed's, when you graduated from St. Ed's, was there anything that really put you into the mode of writing stories and coming up with those ideas?
It happened more as I was working after college. I had a really brutal schedule, 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. schedules, doing TV, editing. I'd come home and I'd fall asleep, you know, during the day, and then usually wake up at 4 or 5 p.m. And I just figured I gotta do something, because I get up and then it's 5 p.m. and I'm still kind of tired. So I figure, why not develop a hobby so I have something to do?
So that's what did it.
Mm-hmm.
As they say, out of adversity, something really good comes along. Well, this book that, as I say, I have in my hand is kind of, as I said to you as you walked in here, I said, you know, it's kind of a scary book. I haven't read it, but I just read about the very beginning of it when I was reading on your particular site here where it says, fueled by greed and plagued by the memories of a troubled past.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you know what it did? It made me want to read that book so much. Is that what it's all about when you write something like that?
It's more about advertising in as short as possible to get the reader to buy it. So you've only got one or two sentences to really hook them.
So. All right. So let's really spend these next couple of minutes and really talking about Head Trip. The book now is available. Get it at Amazon. Of course, it'll be at all the bookstores as well.
Yep.
But let's do talk about the main character and where you came up with all of these ideas.
I had a few counselors growing up, and they were all very good, but I wanted to create a adverse character. So I created a dark version of that. So it's basically a high school counselor, 13 and 14, I should say. 13 and 14 year olds.
Very vulnerable age.
Yes, yes. And he gets offered, his name's Wes Dunley, and he gets offered money to start transporting these kids to an underground lab in Nevada. And the story really revolves around virtual reality. I've played video games most of my life, and I really wanted to incorporate some of those sequences into the book itself. So it's a dark theme revolved around virtual reality.
Do you know what I'm thinking? So many of these horrendous things that are happening in our world today, and you go back and you say, in so many cases, they sat in front of a video game or they played these video games, and then they turn into these monsters themselves. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is something good that came out of all of those games. But it also, you had your mom and dad that were always working with you and working for you and
yes.
and working around you and showing you the difference between good and evil,
yes.
so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. We need that parental influence as well. But mm-hmm. now in this case, you've taken all of those horrendous things that so many people do and
right.
turn into monsters themselves. You've turned it into a book that is fiction.
Right, right.
It truly is fiction. So the major plot, what would you say if you had to really do it in a small synopsis?
It would be the virtual reality sequences. I wanted to create these fantasies that these kids would go into, and they have to fight what the two scientists are throwing at them. So it's really about virtual reality and the possibilities with that. This is virtual reality where you're not being harmed at all. You can be thrown into any environment and it looks 100% real.
All right,
and anything can happen.
That was the explanation I was looking for. Explain once again, virtual reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, being thrown into a world that doesn't exist, but it looks real to you. You can touch and feel everything. It's 100% authentic, and you can come right back out of it into the quote-unquote real world, and nothing has happened to you. You know, you have no negative effects from that experience.
You know what you're doing. You are giving every single parent an opportunity to literally see what is going on in the minds of some of their children and
right.
their loved ones. And the reason it is imperative that they go and bring those children back to reality.
Well, what it is as virtual reality gets better and better, there can be, you know, new games and new experiences that they can play. And
with guidance from their parents.
Yes, yes. And what I've presented is something where there's somebody's created a virtual reality experience and is using it to negatively affect, you know, kids.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening.
Yep. It'd be like kidnapping a 13 or 14 year old and putting them through this experience, then putting them back out there in the real world. And they are affected because of the drugs these scientists and Wes are giving them to. They think it's gonna make them forget about the experiences, but it actually has negative impact.
So. This book is going to be phenomenal. I'm looking over here at Jesse Kriske, who is really, you need to get one of these books as a parent, because this is going to really tell you what is going on in the minds of so many of our children
mm-hmm.
and what can happen if they don't get out into that virtuality, so to speak.
Right, right.
Because I didn't know what that really meant. I had no idea what that meant. And when you have this book and you see that this is what can happen, and yet something really good can come out of it as well.
For sure.
So now, what I always do, Preston Orrick, mm-hmm. and if you are just tuning in, I'm speaking with Preston Orrick. He has written a fantastic book called Head Trip by Preston Orrick. And, of course, as I say, I have the one of the proof copies in my hand right now, a few little red marks in here that you've...
Yes, you've a lot of corrections.
...changed some corrections and so on. That had to be fun for you as well. Was it difficult to get the book in right... I mean, get it out there and get it written?
Well,
produced?
The thing that, when I went through Amazon, the thing that I dealt with was a lot of corrections. I mean, I had to do so many corrections that I saw after I got a few proof copies, or two copies total, and I just kept reading it and fixing things. My parents read it. I had professional copywriters read it, and I said finally one day, I said, I'm going to read it one more time, then I'm going to put it out there, because I'll be editing it until I'm dead.
Sure. So here it is.
Yes.
And I guess this is what a lot of authors do, although they have a whole staff in there. You had your mom and dad doing this as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have only 3 minutes left. If you were to ask 4 or 5 people after reading the book what they got out of it, what would you hope that they would tell you?
That they liked the writing, and the experiences that I presented, particularly in the virtual reality world, seemed authentic, and that they felt like they were there. So,
is this going to be a book, Preston Orrick, that someone as old as I am will be able to enjoy?
Possibly. It's catered more toward the young adult. So
okay.
I would say 14, 15 to 35.
You really, really, the 14 or 15 would be a great age, because then they can mm-hmm. see what can actually happen and what can happen. All right, I probably interrupted you when you were telling the plot.
No problem.
just give me a little bit more of the plot of the story.
What I explained was half of the story. The second half, I have a hard time keeping police out of the situation, because I want there to be a good versus evil theme. So I have cops come in and they figure out what's going on. It takes a little while, but eventually they track them down, and it kind of goes from there. There is a subplot involving a drug that Wes introduces into several high schools to throw off the police because of the side effects of the drug they are using to make the kids forget about the simulations. But soon they start remembering the simulations and they start fighting at school, and it only gets worse from there.
So, yeah, this is going to be made into a movie, I can almost guarantee you.
It's going to be, that's the hope.
I would think so.
The readers love it. That's all I want. So.
Well, I can tell you it's going to be history in the making, because just in listening to what you say, and with the knowledge mm-hmm. that the little bit of knowledge that I have of what is going on in this world, every time you turn the news on, every time you turn around, every time you hear of a horrendous story, and then you can wonder, where did this all come from? And how many times after reading something so horrendous in the news do you say to someone, how could someone do something like that? This book is going to take you, walk you right through that and bring you out mm-hmm. in the happy. Got to ask you though, Preston, happy ending?
No, not really. Not a cliffhanger.
Okay, but you'll have a sequel and make it happy for me.
Yes, I did kind of lead into that.
Okay.
I will say that if you want a sample, there is a sample available on my website, PrestonOrick.com, if you want a taste of the waters. So.
Do it, ladies and gentlemen. Preston Orick, that's O-R-I-C-K.
Two R's.
O-R-R-I-C-K.com. Mm-hmm. Can't miss it. Oh, it's going to be a great book. Preston, thanks so very
Thank
much
you,
for
Marcia.
Being with us.
I appreciate
Terrific
it.
Book. Can't wait to read it cover to cover. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.